After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At our Lord's command to Peter, "Feed my sheep." It requires that the sheep are hungry. St. Mother Teresa says that every human soul has a triple hunger: for Jesus, to be loved, and to love others. That's what's written in our heart: the one, God himself, and then to give ourselves away and receive love at the same time. Every single one of us is made for that. Peter, in this moment, recognizes his vulnerability, that he wanted to give himself away and failed, that he's scared he's not able to receive that love from the Lord. And he's so overjoyed, but also nervous they might not have the relationship he had with the Lord previously. But as our dear, beloved Jessica Hayes says, there is no one who is more vulnerable than God. That our triple hunger is actually just an image, a reflection of the hunger of God himself. That Jesus Christ has a hunger, a thirst for our soul to be his person, to give himself away and to receive our love as well. That Jesus hungers, Jesus thirsts for each individual soul, and he longs to give himself away. But he also hungers to receive our love, which in the oddest way might be the most humbling one, the most vulnerable, that Jesus will actually go to Peter and ask, "Do you love me?" In the most vulnerable way, after being rejected by him, instead of tiptoeing towards that, will ask him up front, "Do you love me?" And Simon Peter responds three times, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Because Jesus doesn't want just a little bit. He will not settle for anything less than his whole heart. And for each one of us, Jesus will not settle for just a little bit of our love. He demands the whole heart, because Jesus isn't interested in half measures. And that costs something from us. That costs our entire lives, and it is our joy to give him everything. Lastly, and that is what the Mass is: when Jesus gives us his very person in the Eucharist, in his word as well, when Jesus loves us and we're there when he dies for us, but also the Mass is when Jesus asks us, "Do you love me?" And on the altar, it is not an option just to place half of our heart. The only sacrifice that's worthy to give to the Lord is everything. Every single Mass, is Jesus asking that question and demanding our entire lives again and again. We can lay down our lives in love and worship to him. And so as we come forth to the sacrifice, we hear Jesus ask us again, do you love me? And we have the utter joy to tell him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.